to another edition of the Brandable Insider Podcast. My name is Keith DeBoer, and this is the place to get my insider secrets on how to earn money buying and selling brandable domain names. In this week's episode, I'm going to review my 16 end-user sales from this past month. And more importantly, I'm going to give a summary analysis of these sales to identify the guiding principles that you can use to duplicate my success. Now, let's jump right in. As usual, we're going to cover the domain sales from low price to high price. And the first one we're going to start out with is a .org domain. It's wscp.org. That's wscp.org. It has no special meaning. I just like the letters. I thought they were strong letters, and I picked it up in the closeouts for $22. It's obviously a four-letter domain name. It's an acronym. It's taken in 16 different extensions. And it's sold on Afternic this past month for $199. That was a liquidation price, as I was not planning to renew this domain name. It took 580 days from acquisition to sale, and currently this website is being used by the Willie Street Chamber Players. That's WSCP.org, $199 last month on Afternic. The next one up is Ondaway.com. It's spelled O-N-D-A-W-A-Y. It's a slang version of the phrase on the way, only this is Ondaway, sort of street slang. This domain name was used previously by a small home business, and they went out of business, and this domain appeared in the GoDaddy closeouts, and so I picked it up for $19. Ondaway.com has seven letters, three syllables, and it's taken in four domain extensions. It sold this past month on Afternic for $999. It took 576 days for me to sell this domain from the time of acquisition to the time of sale. 576 days. The domain name was rejected by both BrandBucket and SquadHelp. Next up is HiredX.com. It's the word hired, past tense of the word hire, so hired with a D at the end, and then the letter X. I don't normally like domain names that are in the past tense. I prefer to have the keyword in the present tense, the root version of the keyword, but hire is so relevant and such a strong keyword, I thought I'd take a chance and get it in the past tense here, hired, and then with an X at the end. X at the beginning or the end of strong keywords are very sellable. So I picked this up, hiredx.com. I got it in the GoDaddy closeouts for $19. And this domain name is coming in at six letters, two syllables. It's taken in three domain extensions. And I sold it last month on SquadHelp for $1,899. It was a BrandBucket reject, and it was 768 days from the day of acquisition to the day of the sale. Next up is Norvair.com. It's spelled N-O-R, V like Victor, A-I-R, the word air. So Norvair.com, spelled N-O-R-V-A-I-R. Norvair.com, coming in at seven letters, two syllables, taken in only one extension, just the .com, the one that sold. I sold this domain at BrandBucket for $19.95 this past month. It's a domain that I hand-registered in 2020, and it was 485 days from the day of hand-registration to the day of sale. Norvair.com is currently being used by an air conditioning company, and that was sort of my vision when I bought the domain. I saw the keyword air contained within this invented domain name, and I thought that air would be good for travel, or airplanes, repairs, purchases, supplies, or air conditioning, anything having to do with air. And I just liked the sound of it, and sure enough, was able to get it out the door with an end user, Norvair.com, $19.95 this past month at BrandBucket. And we'll be back with domains over $2,000 right after this word from our sponsor.
The Brand Bucket Marketplace has helped thousands of domainers turn their assets into cash. You get maximum exposure, and since it's only a dollar to submit a domain for review, it's a no-brainer. Sign up at brandbucket.com/sell, and you can submit your first 10 domain names for free.
Next sale from last month is techroost.com. Tech is spelled T-E-C-H. Techroost.com. Coming in at 9 letters, 2 syllables. It's taken in 3 different extensions. And techroost.com sold this past month on BrandBucket for $2,395. I acquired the domain in 2020. I found it in the GoDaddy closeouts, got it for $19, and it was 296 days from the time of purchase to the time of the sale. Next up is upchild.com, coming in at 7 letters, 2 syllables, and it's taken in 7 different domain extensions. I sold this one at BrandBucket for $2,399. This domain I purchased in 2018. Again, it was in the GoDaddy closeouts. It's a domain that was previously published at BrandBucket, and the BrandBucket seller let it expire, and so I picked it up in the closeouts and ended up publishing it at SquadHelp. And it took 1,640 days of holding this domain and renewing it from 2018 to 2021 for it to sell. 640 days. It was purchased on SquadHelp via their installment plan. The next sale is bodytrek.com, and Trek is spelled T-R-E-K, bodytrek.com, coming in at 8 letters, 3 syllables, and this domain is taken only in one extension, the .com, which is the one that sold. This domain, bodytrek.com, sold on BrandBucket for $2,750. It's a domain that I got in the GoDaddy closeouts again in 2016, so I held this domain for a long time. In fact, it was 1,870 days between the time of acquisition and the time of sale. Next one up is growvera.com. And it's taken, it's 8 letters long, it's 3 syllables, and it's taken in 2 different domain extensions. I sold growvera.com on BrandBucket for $3,350. This is a domain that I also got in 2016. It's a hand-reg, a domain that I hand-registered. I like the name Grow, and the word Vera means truth in Italian. So growvera.com, I own this domain for, as you can see, 4 or 5 years, and it's currently being used. There's a website up on growvera.com. It's being used for a company that offers plant water sensors, sensors for plants about how much, when they need to be watered and how much, and if they're dry and all that kind of stuff. So it's plant technology, growvera.com. Next up is Plufo.com. This is the word Pluto, the planet Pluto, but the T is substituted with an F instead of a T. So it's Plufo.com. It's spelled P-L-U-F-O. Plufo.com. It's 5 letters, 2 syllables, and it's taken in 4 different domain extensions. It sold last month on SquadHelp for $3,399. It's a domain that I picked up in 2020 on the Dynadot expired auctions, and I held it for 300 days, and it sold, and it's currently an interactive online education platform, Plufo.com. Next one up is MetroCorps.com. MetroCorps is actually how it's pronounced. MetroCorps, it's spelled M-E-T-R-O, Metro, and then Corps is spelled C-O-R-P-S. The P-S is silent. MetroCorps.com, coming in at 10 letters, 3 syllables, and it's taken in only one extension, the one that sold. And this domain, MetroCorps.com, sold on BrandBucket for $3,495. It's a domain name that I hand-registered in 2019. I held it for 640 days before it sold, And right now, the domain name forwards to the Liberal Construction Company, which is an international construction company that specializes in constructing large commercial complexes in the Middle East. Next up is Upvana.com. It's spelled U-P-V-A-N-A, Upvana.com. It's 6 letters long, 3 syllables. It's taken in only this one extension. It's sold on BrandBucket for $3,595. This is another hand-registered domain that I regged in 2017. I held it for 1,345 days before getting this nice sale on BrandBucket. Next up, I've got 5 domains over $4,000 right after this word from our sponsor.
At FT.com, you can increase your domain name sales and make managing your portfolio a breeze. FT provides custom for sale landing pages and secure integration with escrow.com, Dan, and PayPal. So stop paying commissions and maximize your sales at FT.com.
And the next sale in our list of 16 sold domains from the month of June is aurabio.com. It's spelled O-R-A-B-I-O.com. It's 6 letters, 4 syllables. It's taken in 5 different extensions. I sold it on BrandBucket for $4,075. It's a domain that I got in the GoDaddy closeouts in 2016. And it took me 1,804 days to sell this domain from the time of acquisition to the time of sale. I got this domain name because mainly I'd like the keyword bio, aurabio.com. I also thought that aura, this O-R-A, was reminiscent of the word oral, so it sort of reminded me of oral bio or oral biology. I thought it might be good for some sort of hygiene and self-care product or service. So I regged it, held it for a while, and it did finally sell for $4,075 this past month on BrandBucket. The next one up is nanocortex.com, coming in at 10 letters, 4 syllables, a little bit long, 1 extension, just the 1 extension, sold it on BrandBucket for $4,495. Nanocortex is another hand-registered domain that I acquired in 2019. I held it for 587 days before having this sale. Next up is loyally.com. Loyally, spelled L-O-Y-A-L-E-E. Loyally.com, and it's obviously a hack of the word loyally spelled with a Y at the end. So loyally.com with 2 E's at the end instead of the Y. It's 7 letters long. It's 3 syllables. It's taken in 6 different extensions. And it sold this past month on BrandBucket for $4,895. I acquired this domain name from the GoDaddy closeouts in 2019. I held it for 820 days and then had this nice sale on BrandBucket. Loyally.com, $48.95. 2 more domains coming up, and the next sale is folk.com. It's spelled F-O-L-Q. So it's the word folk, only with the K replaced by a Q. So folk.com, it's spelled F-O-L-Q. It's obviously 4 letters long. It's 1 syllable. It's taken in 18 domain extensions. And I sold it on BrandBucket for $8,635. I acquired this domain name, folk.com, in 2017. I actually bought it on eBay for $525. I got it from a guy, you might know him or you might have seen him. He goes by the name Bull Domains on NamePros. And that's the kind gentleman that sold me this 4-letter domain name. I held it for 1,630 days, so I had it a long time. And I did eventually get a nice sale on it, though. Folk.com, $8,635. Next up is Elo.com. It's spelled E-L-O-E. It's a play on the word aloe. Aloe is a species of plant. A-L-O-E, aloe, like an aloe vera. That's a species of plant. So this is a hack of the word aloe. And instead of an A at the start, there is an E there. So this domain name that I sold, elo.com, it's spelled E-L-O-E. It's four letters, it's two syllables, it's taken in 18 different domain extensions. I sold it on BrandBucket for $9,835. I acquired this domain name in 2017 in a NameJet auction. I paid $789 for it. I held it for more than 1,300 days and finally got this nice sale and a nice profit. So, in summary, 16 domain sales totaling $58,420 for the month of June. And let's take a look at a summary bird's eye view of these 16 sales and see what we can learn, see what the common principles are. And first of all, the average number of letters for these domains is 7 letters. The average number of syllables is 2.5. So, of course, once again, we're looking at short domain names, seem to be what's selling. There's a propensity for end users to favor shorter domain names under 10 letters whenever possible, but certainly 12 letters or less. And the average number of extensions that these domain names are taken in is 6. So these are not just one-offs. These are domain names that are being registered by other people in other countries and other extensions. And so there's some mind share. There's some level of acceptance in the public indicated by the number of extensions taken. So 6 is the average there. And the average price of these 16 sales is $3,650. The median price is $3,350. So pretty close on both of those. And the time from the average time from acquisition to sale is 978 days, which I think is roughly about 2.5 years. So brandable domaining is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It takes time. You have to invest some money. You have to invest some time. You have to pick the right names. You have to have faith in your picks and in your choices, and you have to stick by with them and renew them, and then over time, the sales will come. Thanks so much for listening, folks. I hope this information has been helpful. That completes this episode of the Brandable Insider Podcast. Till next time, this is Keith DeBoer saying, may all your sales be to end users.